I hereby introduce to you, Mr. Michael Veazey.
Hey, 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 welcome to Amazing FBA, the place to be for UK-based Amazon entrepreneurs. I'm your host, Michael Veazey. Welcome to the show. Hey, Amazing FBAers. This episode is brought to you by Amazing FBA again, and this time by the Private Label Course, written by myself and working with my business partner, Rob Sleeth, and various other people behind the scenes as well. So this course, like every other course, promises to get you launched with a private label product within about 6 months. Now, that's actually slower than a lot of courses promise. And of course, you can go faster if you take big risks and happen to be lucky, you can even possibly succeed as well. So why on earth should you bother with this one instead of another one, or, you know, as well as if you've already bought something? Well, here's the simple thing. My overwhelming experience of 2 years now of very, very hands-on one-to-one mentoring and working masterminds with some people who've succeeded very, very well indeed, and some people have done almost nothing despite me working incredibly hard and giving them incredible information. The difference is that some people are driven by fear, and I can't really help those people because they will always consume things and do nothing or not even consume things. But there is a set of people that, while there's an extraordinarily tiny percentage of people that will always succeed because they have almost no fear and they are very courageous, and that's the exceptional type of person, it would be remiss of me to create a course that only works for that person. What I think our course works for is the people who have a certain amount of fear and a lack of experience, but who are willing to have the discipline and the commitment to create their own business. And for you, if that's you, this course is made for you. And here's why: because you learn by doing, and because we create a structure of learning things that minimizes the risk so that you don't have to go out and spend crazy amounts of money in one go just because some guy like me on a video has said so. You can spend a small amount of money, maybe £100-200 initially, just to get a few products out there on a purely retail arbitrage basis. There's not a retail arbitrage course, but it's the way to learn the skills. And then the next stage, rather than going straight into private labeling and putting down £2,000-£4,000, £5,000 in one go for an order, we're going to spend a few $100 on a non-private label generic type product. Why would we do that? Because we want to test the market. We want to get some proof of how to do it. We want to go through the motions of importing or exporting, depending on where you're selling, as risk-free as possible. And you learn by doing. I'm an absolute believer in that. The other thing about the course is structured such that you don't have to learn everything and then go and take action. You learn a bit, you take action, you learn from that, you come back, you learn more from the videos, you go away, you take action, and you learn. So that is the difference, I believe, between how we work. It's baked into our philosophy. It's not just the course structure, but it is baked into the course structure as well. So just-in-time learning and learning by doing, those are the two principles that guide things. And I think that although for me they are common sense, it's not common in the internet marketing space, and it's not common in the Amazon training space. So that is what we have to offer that is different. If you're interested in that, you're in luck, because the course will be launched properly in September for about $495, so around the sort of £350 mark. But we are going to do a beta launch for a handful of people, up to 10 people maximum, between about the 20th of July and the earliest part of August, about 10th of August. And either 10 people or the 10th of August, whichever comes first, we will stop that offer at that point. And that's going to be half price. Not only half price, but you will get to work with myself and my business partner, Rob Sleeth, on any gaps that you find in the information and that you think that you need to know. If we believe that you're right, we will create a video pretty much on the spot for you and add that to the course, and any other resources needed as well, a PDF, a downloadable checklist, a spreadsheet, whatever it is. Also, if you feel that a video or a PDF or whatever is unclear, we will clarify that for you as well. So there's a great deal to play for. Sorry to talk for a long time, but if that does interest you, just email michael@amazingfba.com, and in the subject line, just write interested or something like that in the Amazing FBA private label course. And if we have more than 10 applicants, which I think is quite likely, given the interest that I've had from many, many people in the circle of mentor clients and mastermind members, not without even talking about the wider community of people I connect with, it's quite likely that we may have to ask you to justify being one of the first 10. What we're looking for is a killer success story. So we will work incredibly hard to help you be successful, because it's in our interests as well as yours. So if that interests you at all, michael@amazingfba.com. And then in the subject line, just put Amazing FBA Private Label Course. Thank you very much for listening to what's a rather long pre-roll. Thank you for your patience. Now on with the show. Hey folks, welcome back to the show. Today I want to talk about Christmas. And I know it's July and that sounds like an obscene idea, but I want to talk about preparing for Q4 2018, particularly for those who haven't sold yet, for new sellers. So the first thing to say, if you're new to the whole business, is that Amazon is very much a seasonal business. And you may be familiar with that idea already if you've got any kind of retail background, but really is incredibly seasonal. And that's nothing unusual. All of retail is like that. A lot of my Amazon selling friends who are doing a lot of money, and those who do modest money, anywhere who's doing from six figures to a healthy seven figures, a good million, 2 million, 3 million a year, tell me that about 50% of their revenue for the whole year comes in Q4. And that's pretty typical. It varies for different businesses. If you sell a lot of summer barbecues, okay, maybe it's a little bit different. But it's amazing the stuff that actually sells in Q4, even if you thought it was pretty unlikely to be giftable or usable in the winter. So about a quarter of the year gives half the sales. Another way of putting it is 3/4 of the year gives only half the sales. So if you miss Q4, you have missed out on basically half of your sales, even if you start in January and go through to September as a comparison. It's an average, right? But it's basically, I think, quite true. So this particular Q4, I think, is a very, very important one for entrepreneurs in the UK. Why is that? Well, I'm afraid it's just one word, Brexit. Not something we want to think about. But the truth is, this is the last Q4 in the UK before Brexit. It's the last one when we're definitely a member of the European Customs Union, when we have stable import arrangements from Europe, should you wish to source there. And also even that we have stable arrangements with China, because we don't know what new trade deals, if any, will be reached with China or indeed anywhere else, is all up in the air. So next March 2019, is when the transition arrangement starts. It's 2 years where I suspect we'll have reasonably stable time, won't be massive changes necessarily, but we just don't know. The chances of a hard Brexit with really crazy results are not small. So we just don't know. And I've done another podcast talking about longer term, how we should look ahead to deal with that. But the great thing with this Q4 coming up is that we don't need to predict that far ahead. Basically, we just need to work on the status quo. And we can predict pretty well that we can export to Germany, for example, from the UK. And if you don't know about the European Fulfillment Network, you can simply import goods or have UK goods sent to a UK Amazon fulfillment center. And then they will simply, if you list your goods in Germany and they get sold there, they'll simply ship them pretty much directly from the UK warehouse to the German consumer, which is an incredible way to test the German market. And you don't even need to be VAT registered, so you don't start to worry about VAT registration, etc. All of that good stuff is available right now and will be available in Q4 2018. So it's a very, very good reason why, if you were ever going to sell on Amazon, get going now before the floodgate, floodgates open. It's the opposite, before the gates slam shut on you. I'm not saying, by the way, there won't be ways to sell into Germany in the future and become rich doing that, never mind just survive, but it will probably be more complex. You'll need a subsidiary company in Germany. I'm looking into selling that myself, so I'll keep you posted on that. It can all be dealt with, but if you're a new seller, why not keep it simple? You can now. If you leave it long enough, it will be more complex. So other reasons why it's a better time than ever to do this. If you look at e-commerce as a whole, that is online retail sales, they are growing at about 15% a year approximately, which doesn't sound that impressive. It's a number. What does that mean? Well, it means it doubles every 5 years. That is huge. Amazon has also increased its market share of e-commerce in the last few years, which basically means that since I started out creating an Amazon business from about 4 years ago, roughly 4 years, 3 months, something, the sales available to be made on Amazon have about doubled. Now, of course, yes, it's got more competitive in that time. You need to be more professional, more organized than you used to get away with. But if you really win now, you can win bigger than ever. And some people I know are doing exactly that. So now that we know that Q4 is special and Q4 2018 is a fantastic opportunity for UK-based sellers to still keep life simple, and get started in a relatively straightforward environment before we then have to become a bit more sophisticated again to deal with the global political situation, import-export tariffs, trade wars, etc. We know now that Q4 Special, Q4 2018 is a move now or miss out. But why do you need to move now for Q4? Why can't you wait till October? Well, it's very easy to think of it that way. But my rule of thumb is that it takes about 6 months to get going with a private label business. Obviously, if you customize and build your own products from the ground up, which is a great way of differentiating your products, that's a more sophisticated strategy that could take you even longer. But if you do a solid job of it, you have a good course, a good structure, a good person you're following, you work hard, you have a good budget, and you consistently put the hours in, I believe you can get started within 6 months. No problem. It could be even shorter. I wouldn't suggest you get too aggressive with it, but don't hang around either. So that is why now, in mid-July 2018, when I'm recording this, is the perfect time to get cracking and get ready for Q4. So if you've got products that you're thinking to launch and get visible and want to get them in as front of as many eyeballs as you can, now is the time to get going with that. So now that we've revised the opportunity, a lot of you listening will still be saying, yeah, I know all of that, but I'm still blocked. There are things that are stopping me from doing that. So I want to address this. And this is one of the places where I get an awful lot of hands-on experience with people, because every time people write in to join any mastermind or mentoring program, I ask them to fill in a form, and people reveal quite a lot there. And then I interview mentoring clients and ones for the 10K Collective, although you can get into the Zero to Hero Mastermind just on the basis of the application at the moment. That sometimes changes. I reserve the right to reinstate interviews if needed. But basically, I do a lot of interviews, and it's very, very interesting because I find out really not so much what Amazon sellers, but would-be Amazon sellers are blocked by. The number one thing, it seems, is product selection, not ruling things out. You know, how do I deal with that? And here's a few quotes from people, which I don't know if any of these resonate with you, but somebody said that I procrastinate and stand by the edge of the pool. Yes, I have respect for the problems, but I'm probably being overcautious. And given that that person has been researching for months and hasn't bought anything to sell, I would agree. What else? People say that I've done lots of courses, but it's a bit confusing. There's lots of different ways of doing it. That's true. Somebody else said, I've been researching for about 3 months. I've got Jungle Scout, being found on a lot of people using different FBA tools, and a bit confused by the different criteria that people set. Go for light, cheap stuff. But then other people are saying differentiate based on the weight and which is the right way to go. Somebody else was saying, basically confused by how to get set up, how do you even get started, as well as picking the right product. And the fear around that as well is quite important. People saying, I'm not confident in the choice of my product. I'm watching a lot of YouTube videos as a common theme, and listening to a lot of podcasts, including Amazing FBA. And if you've been listening to this podcast a lot, thank you very much. I do sometimes have people who say, get in touch, and they're kind enough to say kind things, like it's really helpful and I like the content. But they'll say, I started with podcast number one as an episode one, and I'm working my way through them, to which I normally reply if I get around to it, well, look, there are 270 episodes now. Please don't do that. Try to pick what's relevant to you. But the truth is, it's not a substitute for a course, and nor is it supposed to be. The podcast should be engaging. It's got to cater to slightly different audiences within one sort of core audience. And it's got to address different topics to keep it interesting, but it's not designed to be a substitute for a structured course, and neither is anybody else's that I've come across. There's some wonderful free content out there. It's not the quality of the content that's in question. It's the order in which you need it and the stage at which you need it as well. So people get pretty overwhelmed with this stuff. And that brings me really to the next thing, which is a lack of a clear structure, really, and getting overwhelmed. People say things like, I want consistency. I feel that specific knowledge around Amazon is a roadblock. So they get the general idea, but specific points they need to know. People say, yeah, it's good to have an education, but there's a lot of free material on the internet. I've used Jungle Scout and I'm getting a bit overwhelmed. Jungle Scout, by the way, is an excellent research tool, but it's no good having a tool if you don't know how to use it. I mean, my father used to do a lot of wood carving, and he had a lot of chisels in the garage. It was a very simple tool, which when he used it, produced beautiful looking things, but I would have no clue, because it's about the skill set and the way in which you use the tools, not the tools themselves, really. I mean, the tools need to be the right ones for the job. But it's very, very clear from so many conversations I've had that people get paralysis analysis. I can never say that. And that comes in two forms. One is too many choices of products because they are considering every possible product, because a lot of courses teach that. And I don't think that serves people, doesn't serve would-be sellers, doesn't serve entrepreneurs, because focus and specificity, I think, are the hallmarks of winning businesses, and being general and being anything are the hallmarks of those who never actually do something. And don't feel bad if that resonates with you, because that was me for years. And I still am guilty of that sometimes with my products, or, you know, with the way I approach Amazing FBA. I'm sure a lot of it could be more specific, and we're working hard to do that. But the point is, being general, being considering anything, is just too broad, and it will blow your mind, because there are 600 million different product lines on Amazon.com now. So that is not a viable way of approaching the problem in my experience. And I'm just speaking from my opinion, but just my experience of trying to help people through this process. So one of the solutions is to just take a good course. And I've fought shy of creating a course, but we've created one. If that interests you, we've got a beta testing launch coming up. So it's going to be priced around $495 when it's at full price, at least initially. We might even put the price up in the future. I have a habit of doing that because I feel like I want to keep putting more and more good value into things. And then actually I feel that it needs to be priced according to the genuine value. But it will be $495 to start with in September when we do a full launch. But we are doing a beta launch at half price for just 10 people, or the 10th of August, whoever comes out of the woodwork first. And we're going to keep it pretty low key. You're hearing about it on the podcast. I'm not going to do a huge song and dance about it, unlike the traditional product launch formula. Because really what we want to do is exactly what I teach, which is do a sort of basic version, get it out there, get some feedback from people, and then according to what the market wants, i.e. you, the consumer, rather than me, the producer of the product. In this case, it's a digital product, but it's the same thing for physical products. Once I've got the feedback, then I can adjust and create things that are answer the questions that you need answering rather than the ones I think you need answering. That said, I have gone through this process for 2 years or more than 2 years with mentoring clients. I'm pretty familiar with the questions that come up, and really also a process that works. And also we've tried things that don't work so well to get you going. So I've also included in there some other questions that people need answering: sourcing, how to find suppliers, how to speed it up, how to overcome the problem of all the products look the same. That can really be a problem. And in some markets, that's an indication you need to stay out of the market. In other markets, it can be, you know, let's be more imaginative with our supply chain and finding suppliers and how to do that. And also the other big questions are how to launch. How does Facebook come in now? Is viral launch still viable? Is JumpSend still viable? How does pay-per-click Amazon ads feed into that? And you know, when do you turn the Amazon ads off? Such questions, very practical questions that need to be answered. But the art of a good course, a well-constructed course, is that it will do it in the right order, in my opinion, which I think is why ultimately there's no substitute for a good, well-structured course. And really, if you can combine that with being in a mastermind of like-minded people, and work with a mentor or a coach. I just today hired a fantastic business coach to work. He's got an amazing e-commerce background of a great depth, including one of the guys who works with him, who is an Amazon specialist. And I'm really excited. So I cannot tell you how good it is to work with the right coach. And if you wanted to work with me and consider that, look at amazingfba.com/mentoring. It's now got up to £500 a month. I am offering a deal if you will sign up for a 3-month period. At the moment, that may go away soon because I'm getting quite a strong response and some quality clients coming out of the woodwork, which is fantastic. Anyway, so it's not a cheap option, but especially if you have some turnover already, that's when you can really make the best use of a coach. If you're just starting out, it can work, but it's not the cheapest option. So a course is obviously a good way of doing that. If you want to check that out, go to amazingfba.com/PL course, PL standing for private label, of course. And you'll see a pretty basic sales page there because I'm not doing a big launch right now. But if that interests you, check it out. But either which way, whether or not you study with me or Adam Hudson, for example, who does an amazing job, again, not cheap, it's $2,500 now, but really, really good quality. I'm working with a new mentoring client. I just started working with him, who's just finished the reliable education course, and he is in good shape because he's really followed a very rigorous, very well-structured course. And I can tell because he's asking intelligent questions. He's done intelligent things. He's on it. He's got the right values, the right way of doing it. So it really does make a difference. So pick your trainer. It doesn't have to be me. It's got to be somebody you trust, you think that knows their business, but also he is able to break stuff down for people who don't know what they're doing yet, but want to learn quickly. So yeah, my final plea would be don't be too proud to take a course. Yeah, you can save a few $100 by using YouTube and podcasts and whatever. Of course, you can piece it together for yourself. But what you're not doing with that is, I believe, evaluating the opportunity cost. Because if you do it that way and you get started with this process in September 2018 and you launch in January, or you know, which is a terrible idea because it's so dead in January for most products, unless it's health related, or February or something, you've missed Q4 2018. You've missed the sweet Venn diagram overlap between growing every year and pre-Brexit. Yeah, this is the biggest Q4 we're going to ever have on record in e-commerce coming up, I believe, based on the trends. It may not be, but it's likely to be. And it's the last one before Brexit. And that's pretty much a guarantee, unless they completely reverse it or something unexpected happens. And expecting the unexpected with Brexit is wise, because you never know what's going to happen. But why not bypass all that? At least for now, you can get going now knowing what you're doing. So I really urge you, with all the power of my commander, if you're going to do this thing, move fast, but move in a structured way. So get yourself some help from a trainer, at least a course, if possible, a mastermind. And if you can afford it, a mentor. And that will save you, for starters, probably thousands in wasted money if you buy completely duff amount, a terrible product choice in, you know, massive bulk. And sadly, I've met two or three mentoring clients I've worked with the last couple of years who are in that exact situation. And they're always devastated, really. And I try and be honest. I try and be merciful, but I try and be honest. And that is not a position you want to be in. If you work with an experienced coach, you can avoid that, because they'll simply look at it and crunch the numbers, look at the market data, and they'll pretty easily be able to tell you if it's a bad idea or a good idea. Nobody can guarantee absolute perfection, but an experienced person can quite quickly suss this stuff out. That's worth a lot. And then the other thing is the time saving as well. So I guess, you know, I'm very biased because I sell a course. I'm just about to start selling a course and I'm very excited about that. And I sell mentoring. So yeah, sure, I'm biased. But as an Amazon seller, I can tell you, I started off doing a course. I am a member of a mastermind. I have been for about 2 years now. No, more, 2.5 years. And I've had mentors in the past. And I've just hired myself an expensive but very good, very, very good e-commerce coach. And you know what? I'm excited. So I practice what I'm preaching. So it doesn't have to be me, but go and get yourself something to speed yourself up. Do what it takes to launch in Q4, or just stay out of the whole thing and stay at home in bed and watch other people make money. And some people will lose money, some will make it. But the point is, don't mess about in the middle. Don't hesitate. If you hesitate, you'll be lost. So just make sure you make a decision if you're going to go for it. Get everything on your side. That's it. I'm done. Thank you very much for listening. And we've got some very exciting guests coming up, including John Kant of Rising Sun Commerce. He's going to talk about launching in America. Danny McMillan, who's going to be coming back on an old friend of the podcast, a fantastic guy, very down to earth, very, very, very experienced now in coaching and consulting and all sorts of things. He's going to be talking about pay-per-click at scale. He runs an agency that deals with people who have over 100 SKUs, that is 100 product lines. So not for the faint-hearted or for beginners. We got Michael Yang or Mikhail Yang coming on to talk about many chats. So we've got lots of exciting guests coming up. But none of it means anything, guys, if you don't take action on it at some point. So please, by all means, listen. And I'm glad you're here and glad you're listening or watching. But please go away and do something with the information. That's the only way it's going to actually change your life. Mike out. That's it. Thank you so much for your attention. I really appreciate it. Now over to you. First, 80-20 everything. Learn the critical few. Maybe there's one thing in this podcast that can make all the difference. Find that thing. 20% of inputs, give 80% of the outputs. Which are the critical few for you? Then take action. Imperfect action beats perfect inaction every single time. Finally, and not least, review. If you've made mistakes, learn from them. If you've made a success, duplicate it. You can't do that unless you look back. So in summary, learn the critical few, then do, then review, And then, my friend, it's up to you. That's it. Thank you so much for your attention. Speak to you in the next episode.